This is KUOW News. I'm Kim Malcolm in Seattle. Washington's Supreme Court today upheld the largest ever fine levied in our state for campaign finance law violations. KUOW politics reporter David Hyde has more.
In 2013, voters rejected a ballot measure to label foods that contain genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. The grocery industry was opposed, and its trade group raised millions to defeat it. All perfectly legal, except it intentionally and illegally concealed the identities of campaign donors, such as Pepsi, Coke, and Nestle. That's what Washington's Supreme Court ruled today in a 5-4 decision, which upheld the $18 million fine. Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson brought the original lawsuit against the grocers.
It's a complete and total victory for transparency in our elections, and frankly holds powerful corporations accountable for setting about to purposely evade those laws, which is obviously something you can't do.
Ferguson says it's the biggest penalty of its kind in U.S. history. In the dissenting opinion, four justices said the $18 million penalty is excessive. For its part, the grocers group, now called the Consumer Brands Association, told KUOW it will pursue all legal options, including the U.S. Supreme Court. David Hyde, KUOW News.